Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
Not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of New York City, season 15, episode 16, otherwise known as Reunion Part 1. And I have to say, after a not an entertaining finale, but a very interesting, very I don't know, it was really interestingly filmed, at least. It was heavy. Finale. They made this the trailer for this reunion look like it was gonna be like, oh my God, this is gonna be the best reunion of the year. Like, this is gonna be so good. This is how they get you. This is how they get you. The most boring cast, the most boring episodes, the most boring cast members, they need the most editing, right? To make you, to kind of draw you in, right? So I think that's what they did in this particular one. So, like, remember their highest watched episode this season, I think, if I'm recalling correctly, was that episode with the rumor, because they edited it so well, right? They drew you in because the trailer was like, oh my God, who's pregnant? She did what? She slept with how many men? And then it's like, oh no, they were playing us the whole time. They kind of did that with this trailer, right? They did a lot of, cutting back and forth. Andy going up to Uba. Oh, what kind of Uba are we gonna get today? We're gonna get the hot Uba. All this kind of stuff. It was too much editing. Therefore, wasn't a lot of substance. Although there were a couple of cool things that happened. But before we get into any of that, first order of business here, I want
Fashion.
to know, what do you guys think of the outfits?
Or second, third.
Yeah.
For
I'm gonna
me,
say,
go
oh,
ahead.
go ahead.
I
Go ahead.
went Raquel. She was up there. It was a really cool dress. I didn't like Jessel's personally. I didn't like it. And believe it or not, I really like Brynn's, even though I know it was like negligee and she was like naked underneath or almost naked looking underneath. I liked it. I did. I personally liked it. That Zsa Zsa Gabor kind of old glamour style, I thought that was really nice.
I do like Zsa Zsa
And
Gabor.
what?
I do like Zsa Zsa
Yeah, I
Gabor.
do. Yeah. So it
I
just kind
remember
of
her.
reminded me of a time. So I like that one.
Yeah, I like that
And
time.
third for me, I don't know, it's kind of a toss up. It's kind of a toss up between Erin and Uba. And I know a lot of people are gonna like size dress, but that's I just it's not my style. So that's it. Yep.
For me, I'm going to say number one is Sai.
Okay.
And I liked Jessel's. I liked Jenna's look for a bathrobe and stuff, right? Like she looks cute. But I liked Jessel's. I liked Raquel's because I like the look of it. It's a little different, little old school style, like, certain, I don't know, just the style of it, right? And I like the pattern. It's different, very different, right? I don't mind Brynn's, but she didn't wear it well because that look with the hair and stuff. And it just, for me, it was like, no. Maybe if
Really?
it was
See, and I
somebody.
like that. I
No,
did. I
see, I
liked
didn't like it.
it.
I
I
didn't
did.
like it on her. I
Okay,
feel like
fair.
she's, trying to make herself like old Hollywood glam or something, right? And she's not. But yeah, so first Psy, definitely Psy, 100%. And I
Really?
like
Okay.
Jessel's, yeah. And I'm not a fan of the strapless
And you
because
like
I think
Jessel's too?
I like Jessel's, yeah, because I like
Really? Okay,
yeah, I
okay.
like it's not giant ruffles in your face. It's like kind of like
But that
relaxed.
was size.
No, size is different. Are you looking
Okay.
at the picture?
No, I'm looking. I'm just remembering from what she looked like. Because it was like, didn't he say it was like business on the top and party on the bottom?
And it was. She had
Yeah.
that little blazer on top and then the like ball gown on the bottom.
Yeah. Well, whatever. That's what makes us different, right? We don't all have to like the same stuff, for sure. Well, I
So
have
yeah,
to say,
first.
I have totally different opinions than you guys because
Perfect.
honestly, this was one of the best, like, as a whole, the entirety, like the best dressed that I've seen like in a long time. There wasn't really anything I'm mad about. Like, to be honest, I actually really like all of them. If I had to do first, second, third, I would actually do a group. I would group Aaron, Sai, and Raquel as number one. Number two, not that I dislike them, but I just like them a little bit less. But I would do Jessel, Jenna, and Brynn as number two, all tied. And then number three, I would do Uba because I thought all the other looks were just a lot better than hers. I don't ne necessarily not like hers. I just didn't think it was as creative as the other looks. But to be honest,
Fair.
I'm not mad at any of them. I like it. Like I really, I don't know. They're, well, it's New York. They're so
I don't
flashy.
think I'm mad at any of them either, but
Yeah, I'm mad at two. I'm mad at size and I'm mad at Jessel's. Those were the two that I'm mad at.
I gotta say, no, I'm really like I'm a bit of a fan of everything here. There isn't any that I'd be like, oh, no, I didn't really like. No, to be honest, I can only say positive things except for Uba's. I like it. I don't think it's anything special. Like I wouldn't wear that to a reunion.
Yeah, she could be wearing that going out. I get what you're saying because it's very it's kind of safe. It's a safe
Yeah.
dress.
And none of them went safe except for Uba. None of these ladies did the safe option, which I like, especially Jenna. Who the fuck shows up with a little turban and I love it though. I love it.
Yeah, she wore it well.
I
See,
know.
yeah, and it pissed me off, but I don't know why. It just like to me it seemed disrespectful. I don't know. I like, yeah, it's a $1,500 robe,
Oh,
but
is it? How do you
yeah,
know
that's what she
that? How
said.
the
'Cause
fuck? Oh,
she said it
she
was
said it?
$1,500 a
Oh.
Balenciaga robe. So that's what she said. And then Brynn piped up and said with her how much of hers was like 6,700 or something that she paid for her dress. She had to say that, but whatever. Like I don't know. Maybe I was just feeling a little bit salty when I was watching it.
You know
I
what
don't
pissed me off
know.
about that comment? She said something along the lines of like, oh, mine was X amount dollars and I paid for it.
And I paid for it, yeah.
And I bought it. You know, it was kind of like, okay, cool. Because a lot of like the women, they'll get their outfits rented. Or someone will gift it to them, or like there's a designer who's like, oh, can you please? I made this for you. Will you wear it on the reunion or something like that? I don't know if she was trying to put other people down or if she's kind of going back to the whole, what she does for work or something like that.
It's a catty comment. We just can't, you know what? Because she's been about catty comments all season, so that's why you can't pin it down.
I can't pin it down what she was trying to refer to. But it just kind of rubbed me the wrong way because there's a lot of scenarios where someone wouldn't pay for the outfit, and that's not bad per se.
No.
Anyway, there's a few things that happen in this first part of the reunion, and I think the best person to kind of walk us through it. And she had kind of started walking us through it a little bit earlier, is Spice.
Oh, I did. Oh, okay.
Can you walk
Okay.
us through this one?
I think so. I think so. I guess the biggest part, or no, the first part when it started was there was a little back and forth between Sai and Jessel because Pavitt didn't apologize to Sai. So that really that and then I guess Sai was really looking for an apology, and Jessel kind of said, well, he was thinking about it, which to me says I don't think she's going to get an apology.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know
He's being
Pavitt
a
that
dick.
well.
He's being a dick.
Yeah. So
Because
yeah,
that's your wife is, like friend. Okay, not great friend, whatever, but you call her a bitch. I don't give a fuck what the reason is. Like, just say sorry, right?
but I don't think she ever apologized for calling him Finding Dory.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. But I mean, she's a girl. It's different. Maybe in his, I don't know.
And then it kind of went into this whole back and forth with Brynn, but Brynn went back and forth with a lot of people, and it started with Sai because I even
Yeah.
forgot about that. I forgot about that Sai was mad at Brynn because Brynn
Told her that, told Jen that she hates her.
hated, yeah, exactly. And I forgot all about that. I'm like, oh, right. So that kind of started that kind of whole that kind of started a lot of back and forth with Brynn and a lot of the cast members, right?
Because Sai
How?
didn't say that, and Sai knew it. She's like, who said that to you? Because she knew it was bullshit. And she was ready to fucking call it to their face, which she did, right? So.
But you know what? In that whole tangent between the two of them, you know what I thought was like the most like cringy and like stupid comeback that anyone could say, at least in this particular episode. They keep going back and forth, and then somehow they get into again going back to Brynn and her job.
Yeah.
Sai's like, well, what do you do
I
for
still
work?
don't know what you do.
And Brynn's like, you don't know, you don't know. I do
Yeah.
your job. And it's like,
What the fuck is that?
does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean? What the fuck does that mean?
I'm surprised Andy, I looked at Andy Cohen because I thought, what? And I thought for sure, because he's really good at calling people out on stuff when they
Yeah, he
say
is,
something
but
stupid.
sometimes,
And
yeah.
he didn't say a word to her. And I'm like, that's the stupidest response. And like, that would have made it on the editing, like the cutting room floor for me if I was editing this, because it was like dumb. I didn't like it. It was weird.
You know
It
what?
was so strange.
That comment is the equivalent to like the comeback you say as a kid. I know you are, but what am I? I know
Yeah.
you are, but what am I? Like it's silly.
Then there was a bit of the sadness, and they talked a little bit about Erin and then her dad and then the abortion story and then how Jenna also gave her little bit about what happened with her in her life. And then they referred to that Raquel also mentioned her own story. So that was to me, that was kind of interesting that they were all willing to put that out there and personal. And there could be a lot of backlash for that given the climate right now, or the political climate in the States. So good on them for speaking their minds and just making things a little bit real for a lot of women out there. So I thought that was neat. And then we got back to Brynn again, and I didn't understand when she was talking about maybe you guys can, maybe I can get your thoughts on that too, because she was talking about I'm not sure if it was sexual abuse, if she was sexually assaulted,
No, it
if
turns out
she
that
was
was it, I thought she
raped.
said that she it was somebody she knew. And then it happened, and then she thought about it. Like she said she didn't report it, didn't do anything.
Because she didn't want to
Whatever.
out her accuser. That's what she said. She didn't want to do
Yeah.
that.
And then a month later she was saying, should I? But then she said, you know, it's hard to prove because could have been mutual, right? So yeah, I don't know.
Unfortunately, it is a really hard thing to prove,
For sure, yeah.
especially and the way she was saying it. I guess what ended up happening immediately after, she went home and took a shower, she took a bath. And really, the only way you can get like DNA proof is immediately after or within a certain time frame, you need to go to hospital for a rape kit. And then when you're there, it's not just you're there with the staff, then the police come, and it ends up being very traumatizing for the victim. So that happening, and then just the aftermath of having to deal with it.
You know what? And I understand all that with all the steps, but it, to me, wouldn't it be even more traumatizing seeing this person on the street or running into them socially? Like, that's the piece that I didn't understand. Like,
Well,
that
I'm not
was.
sure if it almost sounded like, and I don't know this for sure, like it was like a friend. Like it's someone in the social circle or something like that. If like no wonder she hasn't, gotten through it despite, going to therapy and stuff like that, because she's always seeing this person socially.
Yeah, it was
Yeah.
for me, that was when we talked about, and earlier I talked about personal things and, the women telling their stories. I don't know if I don't want to say that it shouldn't have been said, talked about, but there was just so many questions, I think, for me as a viewer that I would have had for her. And it's not about like believing her or not, because that's not the issue, because absolutely I don't have any issues or have any I believe that happened to her, but it's just the way that it was presented that I had the difficulty with. And I think there are a lot of, maybe there's things that she can't talk about or doesn't want to talk about, then it shouldn't have been broadcast, because I think it's going to make it more difficult for her later. That's what I mean.
Oh,
Yeah,
I
I agree.
agree with that.
I agree.
Yeah, that
You know,
makes
like that's the problem. This follows you now, right? So like, and it's not like it was resolved and it was tied up in a bow. Not that rape or sexual abuse or sexual assault or whatever it was, can that happens. But obviously she's living it, and it's not like she's over it and then talking about it in the past. So that's why I think that's the biggest thing.
No, that's true.
But that doesn't excuse her behavior and other,
No, like as far
right?
as,
Because she can't use that as an ex as it, to
and
be
I
able
don't
to
think she
do and
uses
say
that
it.
as an excuse. I think she's and this aside, she seems to me to be like a flawed person, like this aside, right?
Sorry, I
Like this.
didn't mean just that
Yeah,
specific.
no.
I
I
meant
know what you
she's got a
meant.
lot of issues that
Yeah.
she's, and I get it, right? But that doesn't mean, everybody's, there's a lot of people in this world that have had issues, and they, still are not that way with their friends, right?
Well, yeah, and
I guess.
that brings us on to our thing. And I think the best one was, or the best example of this with her, because we know that she's kind of like a twisted storyteller. And then when Jessel, I guess it was Andy that brought up, "Oh my God, Jessel, you look so great." And she did. She looked like, her face was fantastic. She looked amazing. And there was talk about like what she had done, a sprinkle of Botox, or she wasn't really given out too much information, or was it like the Botox, and then Andy finally got it out of her, and fillers and veneers, but whatever it was good. And then that turned into Jessel turning to Brynn again and asking her why she said what she said about a private conversation that she had about the love of her life, and she had no idea that Bryn brought that up with some of the other women. And she said that Jessel was referring basically to her ex-boyfriend and not to her husband as the love of her life.
But
And
then
Jessel
Bryn
was.
twisted that, because the conversation, we find out, wasn't about the love of your life. It was about the craziest hookup you've ever had. And she was just saying like a wild story, but again, kind of inappropriate to repeat that, a conversation off
That's
camera,
right.
bringing it up on camera. And I'm so glad that this was brought up in the reunion, because remember when we saw that when they were in Puerto Rico and Bryn started talking about that? It's like, her children are gonna watch this. Her whole family watched the show. His whole family watched the show. And now you just made it look like something terrible is going, like, oh my God, how embarrassing for her, for the husband, and then for the family. And especially when it's not even true. Now you just big rumor like that. Like, how unfair.
She could have ruined a family.
Well,
She
she
still
still
could.
could ruin a
She
family,
still
because that
could,
just
right?
aired.
That just aired. So
Imagine being the
that's the thing,
partner.
right?
Imagine being the partner and hearing that your wife said that you're not the love of her, like, and you've got two children. Like, imagine how he feels. Imagine how his family feels about their daughter-in-law now and all this kind of stuff. It makes her look really bad.
Bad. Yeah. No, I agree. That's horrible.
And sometimes when you like open something up like that, even when it's not true, it causes so much damage to a relationship. Jenna was
Well, and the thing is when she said that, you take her at her word, and I mean Brynn, you take her at her word that that's what was said, and that's why it was so horrifying. But when she does all these twisty little things with her with conversations, and the thing is when Jenna brought that up, that how horrifying that was that she did that to Jessel. Bryn was trying to make excuses again, and Jenna just kept interjecting and saying, "You can't stop, like, stop, just zip it, basically. You got to zip it at this stage." And she didn't want to. She wanted to make more excuses, right?
Yeah, you know you're in deep trouble when Jenna, super calm, super understanding, has to look you in the eye and be like, just stop talking, just shut up. Like, you're wrong. Stop it.
And that must be de devastating to Bryn, because Bryn's in love with Jenna, like as far as she thinks of her as like a goddess, right?
Exactly. Ugh.
I have to say it was very sad for Raquel though with her mommy. Nothing came of that. Even the fucking iPad, she bought her a fucking iPad, set it all up for her to communicate with the kids. Like, how fucking horrible. But then, like Jen, and I'm glad that they brought up that point about how Jen, like, because it was right in your face. It was like, not nice. The mom is already against shit like that. Why are you fucking kissing people all over the place? Like, and I know Jenna didn't mean to do it in that way, but it sure as hell fucking looked like it, because her mom, you could see her head was turning wherever she was kissing.
Yeah, but it sounds like she just
Already was there like that,
aware
anyways.
of that, and it's too bad she wasn't, because definitely it was uncomfortable to watch for me.
Yeah, it
Imagine
was.
someone who's already like not comfortable with your
Yeah,
daughter being
exactly.
in doing these certain being with a woman. Let's be real, is uncomfortable with that. And then to see that and be like, oh my God, I better get out of here. But the thing I love about Jenna, she did seem very apologetic about it.
Yes, she
And she was
was.
honestly like you could, she's just so like genuine about it too. Like she was like, I literally did not mean to do that. Like, and she obviously had a conversation with Raquel as well, about it, or so it seemed. After she had watched it, but I'm glad that they did bring that up. You're right.
Yeah, feel bad for Raquel though. The mom situation, because
For sure.
you can see how Raquel really was hoping, was, in her heart she was hoping this was going to be the start, maybe the fresh start after so long, to get back, for her mom to come visit the kids, for her even just a fucking video call. Come on. Fuck, man.
But
Brutal.
really, that visit
Brutal.
in Puerto Rico, it really didn't seem like there was much of a
No,
connection,
there wasn't. She
mending
grabbed her, she
or.
hugged her, she, it's been like as if, but really.
And it was only one visit. Like they were there for
Yeah,
a couple
for a
days.
few days. So, like, why wouldn't you say, I want to hang with you, I want to stay with you, what I mean? Or anything. There was nothing, right?
I'm gonna stay at the villa with you. I'm gonna meet all your
Yeah,
friends.
anything.
We'll share a room and da 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 da.
Yeah.
We'll do events together
Nothing.
and whatever. No, it wasn't that.
Yeah, nothing.
It really it wasn't. I know Andy was trying to make like make it positive and say like, oh, but really when I and I think we even had a conversation about this in one of the past podcasts where somebody said it was like. As if they had only gotten together for like an hour. They had breakfast
Yeah.
in the house, and then it was like, bye, we're going shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's too bad.
that's too bad. Sad.
But at a certain point, you gotta just have do your engagement party, get married,
Yeah,
and she
exactly.
decides to
We gotta
come.
move on.
Great. If not, that's her choice. You did what you could.
Yeah. I do like, sorry. I have a question. The mezcal. We have mezcal
In Canada, in
in
the
Canada.
US,
Yes.
they have it
And
everywhere.
that she at the end, she said it was 13 years ago that they started that. Did she not say that?
Yeah, but you know what? She kind of went backtracked a bit because they had it here already. She
Yeah.
seemed to think that she was the pioneer, or that's what she
Yeah, like as
alluded
if
to.
she was the friend. I was
Yeah,
like,
and you
what?
know what?
I'm
She
pretty sure
even
we had that before, so I
we
wanted
did.
to clarify that.
Yeah, we did. And she even was embarrassed about it too, though. Erin was embarrassed about it because she didn't know because she's never seen it before, so she just assumed it wasn't here, but or in North America, and it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, so she was
Also,
just, yeah, okay.
the reference to "I'm gonna bring mezcal to America" was
Yeah.
seen as a bit rude by some people because this entire continent is America. It's not just the United States of America.
Yeah, that's
So
right.
that rubbed a lot of people the wrong way of saying, "I'm gonna bring mezcal to America," when it's from America, Aaron. That ended up rubbing a lot of people the wrong way. Yeah, that whole scene bugged me too because she was trying to say there were so many things that she said that were wrong about mezcal, that first it wasn't in, even if she's referring to the United States of America, it wasn't in the United States of America 13 years ago. It was even in Canada. And two, that it's the tequila is the poor man's drink and mezcal is the like ooh, superior one, but it's the opposite.
No,
Mezcal.
I thought she's that I thought she said that mezcal was the Mexicans said that the mezcal was considered the poor man's tequila, but it's just as good as the tequila, right?
No, she said the
That's what
opposite.
I thought she
She
said.
said
Oh,
tequila is the poor man's drink. We Mexicans drink mezcal,
well, because
but
that's
it's
why I
the
was asking
opposite.
about that, because jalapeno, which we should have tune in one day, on her last visit last summer when she was a guest, she had brought, because it's always she always brings tequila, and usually she brings the Patron, right? Patron, whatever, silver, right? And she or the Don Julio, right?
Okay.
And so last year she's like, I'm gonna bring you the tequila that we Mexicans drink.
You're editing here. You should explain that this is a very special type of tequila. It's called a Cristalino, which is a reposado that's then filtered so it's smooth for you, and it actually loses the color from the oak barrel aging, but it has all the flavor of an aged reposado tequila without the harshness of it.
Did you guys hear that?
Some
Sure.
of it. And so, did you?
Okay,
Can you?
so
Who memorized that and is going to repeat
no, I think I'm
it?
just gonna put that in. That was a nice little note about nice
Yeah,
little
it is.
from Not So Nice Junior.
Nice junior.
our first
Yeah,
sponsorship.
that's a good idea. Say it.
Well, we're not sponsored by them. Please sponsor there. It's not sponsored by them, but we
No, I
would
know.
love for them to sponsor us, and we could play like
So
a drink.
anyways, is that a mezcal or is that a tequila or what is it? Because
You
jalapeno
didn't
said
hear it's
that.
a tequila that's distilled
Oh,
by,
yes.
it's a reposado that's crystallized.
Reposado. So what's reposado compared to tequila? It's rested. Reposado in Italian means they're rested.
Same thing for tequila. It means that it rests in an oak barrel, right? So regular tequila is 100% agave if it's a good one. So they take agave plants, they cut it up, they ferment it, and that's how you get tequila. That's why tequila is only from the region of Mexico where the agave plants grow naturally, right?
The one
And
was
once it's grown and aged
right?
and fermented,
The
tequila, right?
commercial. Don't you know the commercial?
But once it's a tequila, that's just plain unflavored, that's fermented plant juice, right? So to give flavor to it, expensive tequilas have aging processes, just like scotch or anything else in the world, where they put it in an oak barrel, or it might be some other type of wood, but I think it's usually oak. And that wood goes into the tequila and flavors it. That's why it becomes brown in color. So a reposado is a tequila that's rested in wood barrels. But then once it's rested, sometimes it can be a little harsher because it has strong woody flavors, or it could just be a harsh tequila from the get-go, right? So this tequila is unique because they filter it afterwards. After it's been rested, they put it through filtration again. So it still has flavor, but it's extra smooth.
Well, we know more about tequila and mezcal than Aaron. Point blank. Anyway, we've got 5 minutes left here. What else is
Let's
there?
finish it.
Golden question.
Oh, we don't have a golden
Okay,
question
good.
for reunion.
Okay. It's, you know what, we don't on reunions. That's why, that's what I meant. Yeah, we don't.
Okay.
Anything else?
Not
Nope.
really. I
Well,
think you should leave Not So Nice Junior with his information in there. That's just my
no, we
opinion.
will. That's just like an example of we know more than Erin does on, like, that's her business, and she
Yeah.
spoke so like stupidly about it. Like,
Yeah.
I brought mezcal to America. Like,
Check
what?
your facts. Check your facts about your stuff.
Do you know where Mexico is? It's in the continent of America. Like,
Yeah.
whatever. Well, that was sugar.
This is spice.
Not so nice.
And thank you for listening to Our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.